But first, Prince William has spoken at the climate summit in Brazil, warning that we are dangerously close to, well, something catastrophic. He didn't exactly specify what it was. The details were a little bit fuzzy, but the dramatic phrasing was enough to make anyone clutch a reusable bottle of water.
All of us here today understand that we are edging dangerously close to the Earth's critical tipping points, thresholds beyond which the natural systems we depend on may begin to unravel.
Ah, yes, the dangerous tipping point. Give us a break. The only thing in danger of unravelling is climate hysteria. No one believes this stuff anymore, not even Prince William, I suspect. But just in case you were daydreaming through the start of his speech, he thoughtfully enumerated the apocalypse for us.
The melting of polar ice, the loss of the Amazon, the disruption of ocean currents. These are not distant threats. They are fast approaching and will affect every one of us, no matter where we live.
Hang on a second, did he mention the Amazon?
The melting of polar ice, the loss of the Amazon.
Ah, yes, the Amazon. That would be the same Amazon that organisers of COP30 decimated to build a four-lane highway so 50,000 delegates could arrive on time to the climate conference. Yep, tons of thousands of acres of rainforest flattened to prevent traffic congestion so that the prince could lecture the world on saving the rainforest. BBC drone footage confirms the absurdity. I tell you what, nothing says save the Amazon like carving a motorway straight through it.
The road ahead will be tough.
The road ahead. Honestly, the comedy writes itself with this one.
The science is clear. We must go further if we are to secure a livable future for all. And we must go together.
I'm honestly not sure if he's speaking metaphorically or if he's speaking about extending the four-lane highway through whatever remains of the rainforest so we can all travel together. But it gets better.
We must ask ourselves, what legacy do we wish to leave? Because the impact of all our choices will be felt by us all around the world.
Ah, yes. What legacy will we leave? Prince William and his merry band of climate catastrophists chose to leave a four-lane highway through the middle of the Amazon as their legacy. They insist it's vital for humanity's survival. Why should we listen to these people? I mean, they don't even seem to listen to themselves. Well, the prince prattled on, conjuring a world beset by calamities.
Communities around the world are already facing rising seas, extreme heat, wildfires, floods, droughts, and increasing frequency of extreme weather.
Yes. Well, speaking of extreme heat, let's leave Prince William in Brazil for just a moment and check in on our friends in Melbourne yesterday.
Melbourne is shivering through one of its coldest November days for more than a century.
Today it was bitterly cold for this time of the year. In fact, we are on track for our coldest November day since 1913.
I guess that's why Prince William adds the phrase extreme weather to his list of climate change symptoms. It's a good, you know, cover-all. And what climate speech would be complete without romanticising Indigenous cultures?
True climate leadership means listening to those who have lived in harmony with nature and empowering them as stewards of the planet's most precious ecosystems.
Now, he means by living in harmony with nature, not possessing plumbing, electricity, or transportation. It amazes me how elites pretend Indigenous tribes have some special knowledge because they never developed the Industrial Revolution. But he doesn't really mean it. Amazonian tribes, you know, the ones true climate leadership demands they are listened to, were ignored when they objected to a four-lane motorway being cut through the forest.
Let us build a future where Indigenous people and local communities are recognised as global climate leaders, where their rights are protected, their voices heard, and their knowledge respected as vital to the health of our planet.
We need to recognise Indigenous people as global climate leaders? I mean, first, what is a global climate leader? And second, what qualifies an Indigenous person to be a global climate leader, apart from the fact that they never thought to industrialise? It's mindless drivel wrapped in the language of moral authority, and it sounds very impressive provided you don't think too hard.
Let us honour the leadership of those who have long protected the planet, Indigenous peoples and local communities.
It's a bit of a stretch to credit ancient Indigenous communities with having long protected the planet, isn't it? Were ancient cultures protecting the planet, or were they just ignorant of modern science? It's amazing that a prince flies thousands of miles on a luxury jet and then travels on a four-lane highway built especially through the Amazonian jungle so he can stand in an air-conditioned venue before 50,000 people who all did the same and demonise his own civilization for allowing him to do it.
This here at COP30 is our moment. Let us not waste it. Our children and grandchildren are watching and hoping.
Oh, we're watching all right, and we don't believe a bit of it.